This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Much of the western part of the country has been just hot the past couple of days. Records or near records in dozens of cities. Even places where they're used to extreme heat have been struggling. People and businesses alike. In Phoenix, Arizona this weekend, U.S. Airways canceled 18 flights because, and I'm not making this up, it was too hot to fly. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has more now on what just a couple of extra degrees can mean for infrastructure and the American economy.
Let's start with those flights down in Phoenix. Todd Leemacher, a former pilot and U.S. Airways spokesman, says they had to cancel them because the temperature was off the charts. Literally, the charts that calculate flight data only go up to 118 degrees. On Saturday, it was 119.
And since the charts don't go up that high, we couldn't accurately calculate, for instance, the runway distance required for the takeoff at that temperature.
The hotter the air, the less lift the wings have, so the distance gets longer. If higher temperatures are the new normal, the airline could ask plane manufacturers to make the charts go higher, but that would cost a lot of money.
That's something that we have to evaluate. We have to do a cost evaluation and see if that's something that we need to.
In the nuclear industry, some plants have already had to make adjustments. Since 1999, a plant in Illinois has had to put in two requests to increase the temperature limits on their cooling ponds. Krista Lopakinski is with Exelon, which operates the plant. First, they had to check if pond water could be hotter than 98 degrees, then 100.
In the report, it refers to meteorological conditions, but basically the water was getting warmer.
When highways get warmer, there are other issues. Paving sections can expand and buckle. Todd Scullion is an engineer at the Texas Transportation Institute. He says roads are designed to withstand the average of the 10 hottest days you can expect in a year. But that average might be changing.
If it's an average over the last 50 years, well, that might not be appropriate anymore.
If extreme temperatures become the new normal, that could blow up the old calculations and raise costs. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.